the easier a tool or application is to use, then the more quickly or more likely it is to be adopted. And whilst I wouldn't always agree with that, I think that in a school context where we might be working with colleagues who are less confident with digital technologies, then the lower we can make the barrier to entry, the better, the more likely we are to be able to get them on board. So if one of the things that you want to be able to do is audio recordings with your students, then there couldn't be an easier tool than Clip, C-L-Y-P. If you visit the Clip website, you're offered a button that says click here to record, which is about as simple as it can get. If you do that and then click the button again when you've finished your recording, that's pretty much it. It's, dare I say, even easier than using a cassette tape recorder from the olden days, because you haven't got to worry about all that winding forwards and backwards and all that kind of stuff. Having clicked the stop button, then after the audio is processed, you're provided with a URL. So at any time, you can share the recording you've made with anybody else just by giving them the link. It also provides an iframe, a sort of embeddable code that you can put onto your blog or your website, so it can be available listed with other ones or providing a bit of context as well. So if you were perhaps working in modern foreign languages and you had a sister school abroad, then this could be a really good way for your students to be able to share information with their peers in the sister school. When students are producing anything that they're going to be sharing with others, I always feel that they're a little bit more careful about it. They put a little bit more thought into it. So maybe here would be a chance for them to really think carefully about the pronunciation and what they're saying and composing what they want to be able to say in a much more rigorous way. You don't need an account in order to be able to use Clip, so that obviously can be a potentially useful thing, because you're not having to get your students to make all those accounts. Although, of course, you do have to think carefully about whether or not they can be trusted to do that, and unfortunately not all students would be in all situations. But giving them a degree of trust, of course, can be a particularly powerful motivator. So, using Clip is that easy. You can, of course, create an account, and if you do that, all your clips will be saved in a particular place and you can get back to them more easily. You'll be able to manage them a little bit better and make them private if you really wanted to, and allow other people to be able to download them. You get just a few more facilities if you've created an account. There are also apps for Clip on the App Store and on the Google Play Store. So if you wanted to be able to make things more accessible and on tablet devices, or students have them on their smartphones, there's that facility too. And as soon as you start to get portable and getting away from fixed connections, then it allows you to be able to make recordings pretty much where you want. So whether you're on a field trip, having students describe what the field experiments that they're undertaking and what they're seeing, I always think that audio can really help that way. Rather than just having a video which appears to capture everything, having the students describe what they're seeing, in the same way that radio can hold so much more power in terms of people being able to convey information in a very different way, you really have to be able to think about what you're looking at in order to be able to convey that just using words in the audio form. So if you want an easy way of making recordings, then Clip might be well worth looking at.